Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on May the 18th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Kip Stube.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the inspection of Zimbabwe's new voters' roll.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 4930, 6040 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com. And if you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Zimbabwe's critical electoral process of inspecting the country's voters' roll.
Zimbabweans are expected to start checking their names tomorrow in the country's voters' roll, compiled through the biometric voter registration exercise, which started last year and is continuing.
Unregistered citizens are also expected to register to vote at designated centers set up by the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. This is being done at a time Zimbabwe is preparing for a crucial general election expected to be held between July and August this year.
The chairperson of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, Justice Priscilla Chigumba, today addressed journalists about the voters' roll inspection program, which starts tomorrow.
So Chigumba expressed her willingness of actually opening up the whole exercise to the public, and we've got an audio of her saying something. Maybe we are going to bring it later in the program.
And also she emphasized that people should take advantage of this, because this is their right to make sure that their names appear as they are on their certificates, birth certificate, national ID, passport. So you have to go and check, because I know my friend is double B's, but it can be one B.
So
it will be geese. Yes, and we want you to join the show now and tell us what you think. The number to call is 001-202-619-2077. And remember that we'll call you back. The number again,
7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 7 ugcwalisa kusasa luyaphela mhla ka 29 May. So zilungaphela lunjalo then sokulungisela ukuthi kulungiswe I voters roll proper le kuthiwa I provisional voters roll ngoba kusathintitwa phela kusakhitshwa umuhlwa ukuthi hey abantu engxenye abanye baphindile ujonga ingabe khona uzumba abe khona egwanda abe khona
ebedbridge I have three centers
Anjabat.
One Murewa Bedbridge and Kwablawa.
But you know,
I have a question, Gibbs. I hope our guests will have to, will help us answer that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because we understand that this is going to run concurrently with the voter registration.
Yes, kunjalo.
But those who are going to register between tomorrow and the 29th, will they be able later to inspect their names?
Uzwana ubhalisile lozwana ubhalisile akuphindwa yini amabizo kona lapho kuhloba khona mfowethu
ndizozo wongu vadiwa vateriri nevatariri nyaya tiri kukurukura nezvayo nhasi inyaya yakakosha zvikuru yekunotarisa zita rako kuti ririmo here mugwaro revavhoti rinonzi provisional voters roll iyo iri kunzi provisional voters roll inspection iriko kutanga mangwana musi wa 19 kusvika musi wa 29 mwedzi uno Zeki iri kukurudzira zvikuru kuti vanhu shandisai mukana iwe kuti muende kunoona kuti masenya aripo here kana makaona masenya asina kunge akagadzirizwa asina kunyorwa zvakanaka munova mapiwa mukana wekugadzirinzirwa masenya kuti afambirane nezvaanenge ari pachitupa pangava pa birth certificate kana pa passport yenyu kozoti mabva ipapo kana zita renyu rakanga risiri muvoters roll pane mukana zvakare kuti mubva maenda kunonyoresa nokuti takanzwa zeki ichitaura kuti munyika yose vachavhura masenda ekunyoresa anokwana kuita 2018 muHarare chete muchange muine 82 masenda anove makumi masere nemaviri ekuti mubva mangononyoresa mazita enyu ndonyaya naye achibvunzana nemwangu Gibbs kuti hongu vamwe vanogona kutora mukana iwe kunonyoresa kuvhota kutanga mangwana iwayo kusvika musi wa 29 vanozowanawo here mukana wekuzoenda kuno inspector mazita awo panenge paine imwe here inspection ichaitwa tichanzwa kuti zvinenge zvakamira sei asi nguva iripo ndeyekuti vanhu vataridze kuti mazita awo arimo here mugwariro wavhoti nekuti kwedu kumusha kuti neimba chimbo chokuti rakanyoriwa rikadzimiwa unogona kuzosvika rakadzimiwa
ye vakupika lapa keuchonga siyambonga kakhulu. So we're joined by our first guest right now, and that is Honorable Tabitha Khumalo. She's an MTCT lawmaker. Honorable Khumalo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, good evening, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. So tell us a bit about this voters' roll inspection. So what should people do?
Basically, what we are expecting Zimbabweans is that every single one of them that registered under the PVR must go to the centers and go and verify that your details are there and are there in order, meaning to say, check the spelling of your name, you check the correct spelling of your surname, make sure that your IP number is correct, which is the one that is reflected, to make sure, and if that is, if you encounter problems in terms of any errors, make frantic efforts to go to the VEC offices and have that corrected as soon as possible. And I'm praying and hoping that before we go to the election, those that have their names or errors corrected will also have the opportunity of inspecting the voter rolls before the election.
Yes, that is still a offer and a sin to go to the Tavan to Kumele Benzeni Makuma.
The Luganda Vusasa is Mele Kanyela is voter roll. Kanyena kutama kama eno akona. Nkele gili kutaza uti mase li kanyena iti vota so. Li kanyene uti ama vizele zene uzene. Ata le ugufana nane vise si tupene inde vipaspo. Li kanyene njale unombo lezene vese tupa. Nyeza gana uti zaje zekwezi nyezi unombo lezene. Ndivone kuti zvakambemana nezvipazi. Nga ndipole kuti kuna kukona lapo kuprosise kona. Ndimane mahofisini ezvetu baye zvilungisisa konoko. Kuyenzela kuti nanelise kuvhota kuphepheleni elivuyayo. Ndingadina kambe nezvimengeni yese muti owarejesta kuPVR. Hamba uyekanyela kuti izina kwelilotshiwe yini.
So now, Jonga, you know, we've got now the audio of Priscilla, Justice Priscilla Chikumba, the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission, talking to journalists in Harare, you know, today about the voters' roll inspection. So let's hear what she said.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission would like to announce that the provisional voters' roll shall be open for inspection from 19 to 29 May 2018. A total of 10,807 inspection centres have been established across the country. These centres will open daily from 7 o'clock in the morning and close at 5 o'clock in the evening during the entire inspection period. The purpose of the provisional voters' roll inspection is to allow members of the public to check if their details were correctly captured and, if not, to have anomalies corrected. This is a critical stage in the production of a completely new voters' roll for the forthcoming harmonized elections and beyond. The inspection follows a series of events which started with the launch of the biometric voter registration blitz and mop-up exercise, which saw the Commission registering about 5.4 million registrants. These entries went through a data cleaning process where some anomalies were identified. The most commonly observed discrepancies arose from typographical error and incorrect polling station posting, while others involved people with the same ID numbers and multiple registrations. It is for these reasons that the roll will have to be inspected, and it is for these reasons that it is referred to as a provisional voter's roll. This is because work is still in progress to identify more anomalies through subjecting it to public inspection before a final voter's roll is gazetted. In other words, the inspection of the provisional voter's roll is in itself an auditing process by citizens.
That is Justice Priscilla Chikumba, the chairperson of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. I think she's very clear on what they're aiming to do here. Mm-hmm. So she's saying that there will be about 10,800 centers, mm-hmm. and people are supposed to inspect their names so that they clarify certain issues.
Yes, I mm-hmm. heard she mentioned the typographical errors,
yes.
and also identical ID numbers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but I think that will also help because people may have same names.
That's right. Yes.
But for the IDs to be also identical, that will be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Makadi Muzare Kumalo. Ndiri mpenyu. Ndofunga tikango kuti kurukurewo nerurimi rweshona kuti vanhu vanzwe kuti imiwo sebato reMDCT muri kuitawo sei panyaya yekukurudzira nhengo dzenyu nevana veZimbabwe vese kuti vaende kunotarisa mastawo mangwana kutanga mangwana.
Isusu sebato reMDC rotungamirwa nababa Chamisa. Tiri kurudzira vana vemuZimbabwe nese vakaregista nepaBVR. Mangwana ngatiende kumacenters munharaunda patogara. Munotarisa kuti zvakanyura muchitupa chenyu kana mupasipoti menyu ndo zviri kubuda muvoters roll here. Mungwarire kutarisira maID numbers enyu kuti ndiwo here. Kana madaro mukawana kuti pane zvinhu zvina kunyorwa zvakanaka, chibva matiwo manyai kumahofisi ezeki vonogadzirisa izvozvo. Mukasadaro zvinenge zvakureva kuti kana takuenda kusarudzo hamuvhoti nemhaka yekuti zvitupa zvenyu kana mapasipoti enyu hasi kufambirana nezvakanyorwa muvoters roll. Ndokukurudzirai mese nevaya vaya vanga vachifunga kuti vachavhota havavhoti, vachavhota havavhoti, mukana wamuka kuti munorejista semavhota. Endai kumaofisi ezeki makatakura zvitupa zvenyu, motora mapasipoti enyu munorejista. Vasina maproof of residence, tsvagai makanzura, maMPs munharaunda menyu kana macommissioners of court vakuisire chidhindo patsamba yeafidaviti inenge ichikubatsirai kuti mushandise seproof of residence.
Kuuyawo nyaya yekuti vasingaoni vanga vachichema nedanho rokuti dai vapiwo mukana wokuti vange vachikwanisa kuvhotawo nemagwaro eBraille, ndeimwewo nyaya yanga ichinetsa iyoyo. Zvii zviri kuitwawo kuti ivo vange vachikwanisawo kuzoenda kunotarisawo mazita avo vachizvionerawo tichiona kuti zvinenge zvisiri muBraille?
Ichokwadi chocho, sebato reMDC tine nguva yakareba tichirwa nehurumende kuti zvakakosha kuti vasingaoni vapiwe mukana wekuvhota nenzira yavanoziva ivo yatinoiti Braille. Mazuva mumapepanaumu kuti vamboedza vatore nyaya yavo kumatare zvimhosva. Tirikukurudzira hurumende kuti tichida tisingadi tine nehama dzedu dzisingaoni dzakaremara, ngavapuhwe nzira dzinovapa kuti vaite manyukunyuku vonovhota nenzira yekuti vanenge vachizvizia vari kuvhota nenzira yavanoda, kwete zviya zvokuti vanoperekedzwa vachinyoregwa. Zvakakosha kuti Braille voters roll nemabaloti acho avepo kuitira kuti vasingaoni vazvivhotere voga, ikodzero yavo uyewo zviri mubumbiro romutemo.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so mm-hmm. much. Ramba yanyu muri parunare Gibbs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. she was saying that as a party, it's urging, or they are urging Zimbabweans to go out and make sure that they inspect their names. And she was particular in checking the ID numbers, because she's saying once you fail to check that, you may check your name and the last name and see that everything is okay, and then forget to check your ID. That may cost you your right to vote. And so she also spoke about those who were undecided, sitting on the fence and decided whether to vote or not. She's saying now you've got another chance. ZEC has given you another opportunity to go and register to vote. Yes.
So let's turn to Mr. Teo Mavhinga. He's our second guest and is in Johannesburg, I guess. Mr. Mavhinga, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, Gibbs and colleagues. Good evening to the viewers and listeners.
Thank you so much. And obviously, Teo Mavhinga is a human rights lawyer. So, Mr. Mavhinga, what's the advantage of checking one's name on the provisional voter's roll?
I think after having initially registered to vote, this is a very important stage to verify for everyone who has registered and to make sure that the details on the system are correct. Because if your details are not correct, it means that you will be unable to register. So you need to look at the details, including your full names and national identity card numbers. So it's very important to do this exercise to ensure that you protect, as a citizen, your right to vote when the day comes. You should not wait for the day, because you may never know. There could have been some mistakes that need now to be picked up and corrected ahead of the voting.
So if somebody doesn't go and check their names, you know, on the voter's roll, it means definitely you may not vote, right?
Well, there is a risk. There is a risk that if you have not checked, then you have no way of knowing in advance that there are mistakes on your details, and therefore you won't be able to correct those details. So it is very important now to quickly go to the centers as advertised and check, or use the other means like going online or using all the SMSs, so that you remove that risk of having wrong details on the system that could compromise and prevent you from voting.
We heard the ZEC chairperson saying that there are over 10,000 inspection centers across the country, about 10,800 centers. Do you think they are enough?
Well, it's important that they be used. And I think what is good, which we need to acknowledge, which ZEC has done, is also to give this opportunity not only for checking, but also for fresh registrations that are ongoing during this window period between tomorrow, May 19 and 29 May. So it's important to use this opportunity to the fullest. People should not wait until the last few days. The period begins tomorrow. So people must utilize that period and go as many as possible to check their details. I'm sure that these days that have been given and the centers and also the additional means of checking will help people. If it turns out that the period is not enough, I'm sure that ZEC might look into that to make it more appropriate. But for now, what is important is for people to come out and check and verify their details. They should not sit in their homes, because the right to vote is at risk, and this is an important election, maybe as important as the 1981. So please, Zimbabweans, go out and check if you have registered to vote. If not, also go and register to vote.
Thank you so much.
Yes, we Makumalo, we kulodaba lokuthi kulabantu bayabhalisela ukuvota. Nxa bekwenza khona ku inspection roll manje I voters roll, kuya inspectwa njani? So kulabanye abantu ababhalisileyo.
Yikho ke engitshile phambilini sithandazela ukuthi xa iZEC ingabona ukuthi kulabantu abaningi ababhalisileyo abatsha, bazabapha ithuba singakayi kukhetho, sihambe siyokhangela futhi i-voters roll okokugcina, ukwenzela ukuthi laba ababhalise ekugcineni baba nalapho okungabhalwanga khona ngendlela okuhambelana lezithupha lamapasipoti, banikwe labo ithuba ukuthi bayevota ngoba ukuvota lilungu labo elilotshe kusekelo sombuso. So siyathandaza ukuthi izeki iza kukhangelisisa khonoku benze bakwenze kwenzela ukuthi iphathisane wonke umuntu ahamba ethokozile ngoba bephiwe ithuba lokuthi bakhangelisise ngoba bebesacabanga njalo balelungu lokuthi bacabange.
Kodwa kulaloko kujalo kuthiwa yi-supplementary voters role akugcini kuvela njalo. Njalo siyakhumbula ngomnyaka ka-2013 kwakulabantu ababanjwa bengazani bavota lapha lala. Siyakhumbula sibili kwaba lo mabona kude wakudobha khonoko. Akusoze kwenzakale futhi khonoko yini Makhumalo?
Sonke kumele sazi ukuthi ibandla leZANU-PF lohulumende wabo uvelwe yiwomsebenzi wabona lowokuthi bantshontsha ukhetho khonapho ekuvoteni. So sesithandaza ukuthi njengoba nxa bengikuZulu bayakhankasa besithi bona bafuna ukhetho olusho olucacileyo olungantshontshwanga, asazi ukuthi iy'nkulumo zabo izahambelana nababenza ngansese ukuthi khonokho kungaze kwayenzakala.
Thank you so much, Gibbs. Tine mtere redu wakutanga, tina mkoma Felix. Makadi mkoma. Dakasimba, mwuri kupi?
Mwepoete.
Tipei maonere wenyu, pamsoro penyatiru kurukura iye kuno tarisa. Mazita, kubama ngwana kushika msawa 29 kuti. Aka nyoroka kanaka ere, mufota siro.
Okay,
tirikutaura nyaya iye voter inspection irikuitwa mangwana ekuti munotarisa kuti zita renyu ririmo here mu voters roll iripo pari zvino. Kana rakanga riri kanyorwa, rakanyorwa zvakanaka here, pane zvoda kugadziriswa here, uchiwa mapiwa mukana wekugadzirisa. Ndo nyaya tirikukurukura.
Okay, aiwa. Ya, ane bonse ka ba ane ano kwatsa no mama sa kuti ari ke
imi makanyorisa here kuvota
ya
saka muchakwanisa kunge muchienda here mangwana kuno parura chirongwa icho chinchi nekuti kazhinji tinoona kuti vanhu toda kuzomhanya inonzi last minute iye
mangwana ndo muti mangwana izi saka tikotoka kuenda.
Aiwa, maita basa, shukuru mkoma Felix. Thank you so much. Gives our first caller, Felix is calling from Epworth. He says this is a good development and he registered. So he's going to inspect his name tomorrow. And he says the good thing is that tomorrow is a weekend, so he has ample time to visit the center and make sure that his name appears as it is on his IDs.
Mr. Mavinga, let's turn to you on this issue of the inspection of the voters' roll. Now, the opposition and non-governmental organizations always cry foul over the so-called rigging machine that is within ZEC. So, is there any possibility that after inspecting the voters' roll, then you can have maybe this rigging thing going on? Is that possible, really?
I think what is important is for ZEC and others to make it possible for political parties participating in the elections and concerned citizens or NGOs to be able to inspect and observe. And we must acknowledge that this time around things have been done differently. You will recall that in 2013, the voters' roll was not available to political parties until the very last minute for inspection. So there is that's a major difference. But what is important is that citizens take advantage of these open processes to fully utilize them, because it is one thing to complain about systems without, you know, participating in the processes. So people should go out, correct their details, check their details on the voters' roll, and those that have not yet registered should go out and register to vote so that complaints are not based on armchair criticism of the system, but on people who have gone in the system and said, let us see where this system might let us down if it does. Otherwise, it would be unfair to complain without fully taking part in the process. And therefore, it is important for the media also, including you guys at Studio 7, to let the people know that between tomorrow and May 29, people are going to check for their details in the on the voters' roll and to correct those details. That is very important. So let us take the process head on and see where the shortcomings are.
Thank you. Honorable Khumalo, what Gibbs just mentioned, that political parties, they always cry foul. Are political parties allowed to take part or inspect this provisional voters' roll, or are only allowed to inspect the final one?
I want to believe we have the right to inspect it, but what is critical for the political parties and the civil society is that they should be able to give us soft copies, so we can give the soft copies to a technical person to go through the voters with a fine-tooth comb. And over and above the fine-tooth comb, when members of registered Zimbabweans going to inspect the voters' roll, they are going to pick anomalies, whoever gets there and find something that doesn't really make sense. That will also help us as a way of using the fine-tooth comb on that. But you know, most of the time, it's either they are going to charge us exorbitant prices that we cannot afford, or we always get an excuse to say they can only supply us with hard copies instead of soft copies.
Thank you so much.
Looking at hard copies of 6 million registered voters, you can imagine.
Yeah. In last elections, how much were political parties being charged to get a copy?
I'm not too sure if my memory serves me well, but it was in
$1,000. $1,000.
Yeah.
That's
$10,000, I think.
$10,000
over $50,000 for political parties.
For political parties.
To me, I don't think it's fair. I don't see the reason why we should pay for the voters' roll when we go to the nomination court. We are going to pay a user fees. Why don't they use that money as a way of giving us free copies? Because already we are paying for us to go and register as candidates.
That's a question.
Yes. So looking at some of these issues in terms of paying for the voters' roll, Mr. Mafinga, is it fair or this voters' roll should be free? Eh?
Absolutely. I think Honorable Khumalo is saying is very important. Because when you look at the freeness and the fairness or the openness of a process, you must also look at cost. So even the idea that candidates should be paying unreasonable fees, when you look at the ordinary person and when you look at the levels of poverty and suffering in Zimbabwe, it would be unreasonable to expect members of parliament or presidential candidates to pay $1,000 for the nomination papers as a presidential candidate, or for political parties to pay for participation. If they are made to pay, then the voters' roll must be made easily accessible and free. The other problem in 2013, if you recall, was that they insisted, the Electoral Commission at the time, that they could not provide soft copies, but that they had to be hard copy printed. And they asked the MDCT then to get a truck, to take delivery of one copy, which was really, it was supposed to be ferried by more than two trucks. So that's unreasonable. You need to go along with the times and look at the idea of providing these voters' roll copies in soft form, so that they are easily accessible and they can be used by political parties to check and to verify and to ensure that, the numbers correspond and there is no room or scope for rigging.
Thank you so much, and stay on the line, Mr. Mafinga.
Yes, we are still trying to get hold of Mr. Believe Gaule, who is a ZANU-PF member, to participate in this discussion. But we will continue trying to get hold of him when his phone is ringing, but it's not being picked up. But kuna Mutare Khumalo, nyaya tatishaura edu nerurimi rwechirungu, inyaya yekuti mapato anotarisirwa here kana kuti anobvumidzwa here kunga achienda kunoongororawo iyo provisional voters roll iripo irori gwaro irori riripo ndofunga mwangoti dzokorera ne rurimi rweshona kuti vanhu vanzwisise kuti zvakamira sei.
Chakakosha kuma mapato matongerwe nyika ndocho kuti hongu tobvumirwa kunotarisa, asi zvakatikoshera isusu ndezvekuti tinofanirwa kupuhwa voters musoft copy kuitira kuti tipinde mumakombiyuta tiite vakadzidzira nyenau yokutarisa kuti ndepapi pari kureswa ndepapi pasina kureswa, kuitira kuti vatarise kuti pane zvakaitwa nezeki here zvisina kunaka pavoters roll iyoyo. Saka tinovimba kuti zeki ichatipa izvozvo. Toziva 2013 takatambura nezeki ichitirambira kuti tipe voters roll, vakati ivo havagoni kutipa soft copy, yavanogona kutipa ihard copy. Hard copy zvichireva kuti vachafotokopa marolu nemarolu nemarolu. Marolu iwawo aikwana ma7 ton track 2, and ma7 ton track 2 iwawo inenge isati yapera rolu yacho. Taizvigona sei kutione kuti pavakariga ndepapi? Saka tinovimba kuti gore rino zeki tamu nechirungu tamu neworld of technology hakusina zviya zvokunzwa matypewriter. Saka tinovimba kuti vachatipa soft copy yacho, asi chinonetsa ndechokuti zviri kunzi tofanira kuibhadhara soft copy iyoyo. Hatizivisisi tobhadhara chirudzii, izvi zvinhu ndezvenyika izvi, zvofanira kuita mahara. Kana vachida mari kuti yave idzoke, vese vada kumirira kumaelections kana vakuenda kunomination court, pane dzimari dzatinobhadhara hurumende. Ngavatore mari idzodzo vashandise kuti vatipe mafree voters roll sevanhu vana vemuZimbabwe, nemhako yekuti ikodzero yedu kuti tizive kuti voters roll yedu yakamira sei, ikodzero yedu kuti tigone kupinda maintaneti toiwana voters roll yemuZimbabwe tisingatamburi nokuti tofanira kuibhadharira.
Yes, and then we've got some people that are posting messages on Facebook and other platforms. Darlington Mashoko is one of them. He writes, "What happened to voter registration cards? Did you ever have that card? It was green."
Yeah, I remember that.
Printed in Israel.
Yes.
Yeah? Still remember that?
Yes, I remember that.
So maybe this guy needs a response. And then we've got Chipo Chirwa, who says, "This is a stupid exercise to throw off people. Surely not everyone will be able to go back to inspect their names." And then we've got other people like Gabriel Joe, who says, "An illegitimate government can never be a trusted broker of legitimate elections unilaterally. This whole exercise is supposed to be conducted by a multi-party committee, not the ZANU-PF government. Then Felix Kawema says, "Call me now, guys. We hope we are going to call you as soon as possible. Give us your code, Mr. Felix Kawema. Where are you exactly?" So now, then we've got people like S.J. Chauke. He says, "ZANU-PF will never appear on this platform as they are not free to express their views. For your own information, Mr. Chauke, we allow everybody to come onto this platform and express their views. This is what we call a public sphere in which you can express your views without fear or favor." I think that's the case, right?
That's true. That's why I even mentioned earlier that we are still trying to get hold of Mr. Belief Gaule, yes, who is a ZANU-PF member. But we have another caller at the moment. Makadi Mkoma.
Nani Makadi.
Takasimba Murukupi.
South Africa.
South Africa. Zitandiani.
Gacha.
Va gacha.
Yebo.
Nyaya tina ye mainzwa kai.
Ya, ndainzwa.
Tipe iwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Mwani anoita kuti tikasire nekutange nekupembedza apa, eish, panonetsa apa. Panonetsa kuti tange nekuti zvakanaka zvakanaka zvisati zvambonyatsa kuongororwa kuti zvionekwe kuti zvakamira zvakanaka here kana kuti hazvina kuti.
Saka chii chamusiri kutrusta, chamuri suspicious of?
Nguva yacho yazvaitwa ma.
Nguva
yacho yazvaitwa ipfupi, zvinhu zvaifanira kunge zvakatora time, handiyo yanga rava kubviswa rekudhara zvachiiswa nyowani. Saka zvaifanira kunga zvakatoitwa mupango segore rakapera, ndopaifanira kutanga programu yavo iyoyo.
Anditi gore rakapera ndopa vaita ma zvokunyoresa izvi nai mukoma gacha.
Madie.
Anditi vakatanga gore rakapera zvokunyoresa BVR.
Ya, vanhu vanyoreserwa zvaiitwa manje. Manyoreserwa kuti munoona zvinhu zvema zvakaita zvemavhoti zvinhu zvinotora time kuti hachisiri chinhu chekuti ndeche wadhi kana uche wadhi ndo chinogona kungotanga zvichana. Chobva chato madaizi maitiro azvaita mwatofamba kana kutoenda kune mimwe misha kumamisha chaiko chaiko vamwe vanogona kunga vakatosara ipapo.
Aiwa ndizvozvo ndakambonzwa mumwe shamwari yangu anonzi Gibbs achitaura kuti kana ukashandisa mutsvairo chaiwo dzimwe nguva unototsvaira kaviri katatu kuti udzokorere unyatsotsvaira marara anenge aripo akashoma kuti mutsvairo ubva wangoti kamwe chete marara ese hwa.
Vanhu vane mutsvairo unogona kutsvaira kawai.
Ndosaka ivo vari kuti dzokai mucheke kuti masanya aripo here uye mubva marejista futi nokuti vakavhura futi nyaya yekurejista ikoko. Saka ndinoimba kuti vanhu vachateerera vachitora mukana iwoyo.
Ya bada ngurava pachikurudzirwa vanhu kuti vaende kunocheka nekunyoresa kuita kuti zvifambe zvakanaka nezvacho vanhu vacho ndo vatisingatrusti vari kuita zvinhu izvozvo.
Aiwa pakanaka maita basa mukoma. Tina vabelief Gaule vataa tichiedza kuti bate tonzwa kuti hanawo parunare Gibbs vatambire.
Baba Gaule uchona njani? Mr. Belief Gaule, are you there? I'm sure that... Yeah, Baba Gaule unjani? Voters roll Mto Mdala. So what are you going to do as ZANU-PF? Are you going to go there in numbers, or maybe some are not going to inspect their names on the voters roll?
Yes, we tell the party. Ukuthi kuyakwenziwa lokho kusayo kusukela langa lakusasa.
Nxa usukhangela sibili kunceda ngani ukuthi abantu bayekhangela amagama abo ku-voters roll?
Kuqakathekile ukuthi abantu bakhangele amagama abo ku-voters roll ngoba kuyathi kufika ilanga lokhetho anti i-voters roll i-inspector kwenzeka ukuthi xa kulamanye okunye okuphambanisekileyo kumbe ibizo lingakhethiswanga ngempambaniso enye ethize kuthe kuqondiswe khonapho ukhetho lungakafika. Ama-corrections atayenziwe yikokuqakatheka kwakhona kwe-inspection ye-voters roll.
Okungani abantu bangele ukuhamba kuhamba njani?
Ngayangele ukuhamba kodwa ukuthi okusalayo ukuthi nxa kube lephutha kweyinye indawo lapha lalaphana ukuthi nxa mhlawumbe ibizo lakho libe litholakale lingekho kanti kuyalungisiswa kathesi ngoba nxa utholakale lingekho usufiyafika ngale kuyabe sekule problem eminyane.
So abantu bakhuthaza ukuthini?
Abantu sibakhuthaza ukuthi bahambe ngobuningi babo bahambe sibili bayainspector i-voters roll inqabe bezimisele ukuthi bavote kukhetho olubuyayo ngoba ilungelo labo abalalo lokuthi bayevota bayesebenzisa ilungelo labo abalalo ukuthi bavote ngokuthi bavote kunjalo i-VEC iyabakhuthaza ukuthi bahambe beyainspector i-voters roll.
Abantu bakhuluma phela Baba Gaule bathi uyabona nxa kungavele abantu bekhangela ugwalo lolu lokuvota kube sekusiba labanye ababerejistwa khonapho kuthiwa ibandla lezanu lidla ngakhonokho ukuthi bagcina
lokhwana nje ukukhuluma kwabantu nje beduhisa abantu bebatshela into ezingayisizo ukugcina abantu sebethundubale ekutheni babe lo mdlandla ukuthi bayevota. Lokhwana nje ikuphambanisa abantu bebatshela izinto ezingayisizo ngoba lokho yinto okuthiwa kayisiyo naleyo sibili into yonaleyo kithi ngoba eqinisweni lonke elikhona akula vele khona okuyinto okunjalo okuthi okuqakathekile ukuthi abantu bayainspect i-voters roll njalo ayilani lokuthi kumbe uvotile kumbe awunjani kodwa yikulungiselela ukuvota okubuyayo uku-inspecta i-voters roll.
Ndanzwa kuti tine muteereri.
Yesanzi
mukoma Alfred Piri. Makadii mukoma Piri?
Ndinofara makasimba.
Ndakasimba. Muda kuti vanorimi rwupi ndadzwa kuti munogona ndimi dzese dziri 16 dzemuzimbabwe.
Adogona kuti harangu shona kana ndevele yacho.
And sign language.
Rovai zvese ne sign language.
Sign language, manje mima muzo kwa nsa kono
tine. Aywa, ndito rukumbo hita uti mbabu, zitamu ke mkoma, atakarama, atakango suruwara, imatumba anu pinda mkati. Tombo hita tishisa mwea uti shifutu nuke. Itita uri, rinirinu wa muno damu, nuko na usanganisa ndevele ne shona kuitra wano, wanzu kwenye nechirungu resi.
Aywa, ndito tenda, bozi problem ya tina nena uye kutu wano, notasa na weku register kwa kaita wano ka. Because chirikunetsa kuti izvezvo vanhu varikunzi vanotarisa mazita avo but ukatarisa patai register pabvgr inhau yekuti munhu wese zita rake mafotos zvaibuda kureva kuti that system haisiye kuti ichanotaipwa again pavoters roll but inhau yengoti vanongoirana mazita ese ongobuda from another system ichipinda mumeme system but izvozvonzi pozonzi pakaitwa mamistakes vamwe mazita avo haasi kuwanika vanhu vanoregista unobvawashiya kuti zvinhu zvacho zviri kufamba sei.
Saka murikutya here kuti imimi pakuzonodzi zita rako rakashayika kana rakuzogadziridzwa rinogona kukanganiswa futi kana rakatadza kumbokepfuka pekutanga?
Rinogona kutozopedzisira ratoshayikwa asi inini ndichatonotarisa rangu ndovimba ririko.
Hanzi kana wakawana rakanyoriwa rikadzimiwa unogona kubva wanyoresa futi nokuti vane masenda anokwana kuita 2018 akavhurwa. Kuti anga achipa mukana vasati vanyorisa kana vakanga vamwe vakajambwa vaya kana kuti vanenge vakakanganiswa mazita avo vanobva vagadziridza muHarare chete tinonzwa kuti mune 82 senders makumi masere nembiri dzekuti vanhu vanga vachienda kunonyoresa kuvhota.
Abvati nhau yekuzonyoriwa nyoriwa iyi ukangoona tombojambwa ratozova kuti watojambwa zvamuchose bhozi zvinhu zvacho zvangozvara chikiribidi choda kuti vavharire vanhu vari muHarare kuti vasakwanise kuvhota.
Asi vemuHarare vatopuwa 82 senders dzakawanda idzo dzomukoma Alfred.
Regai timboona nekuti vanhu tanoita nawo mazita.
Chandiri kuona manje mukoma Alfred chandaitawo ndisekerwa mundega panapa ndisina kuudza kana mumwe wangu. Ndechekuti mukoma Alfred ari kuti zvinogona kunge zvine chitsotsi zita rakashayika asi iwo ari kuti ravo vada kunoona kuti riri asi musadiscourage vamwe. Hakunai kudiscourage vamwe kurudzirai kuti handei tinoona kuti mazita enda ari mumwere
nhau iripo ka haisi nhau yekudiscourage vamwe bhozi inhau yekuti iwo unenge munozvati kana watarisana nerukova ka haufanirwe kufungidzira iwo chenji inofanirwa kutanga neyo kureva kuti unofanirwa kuva neconfidence yekuti no ini ndirega ndigare wedza ririko kana ndariko ndigare ndaenda.
That's true.
Bhozi ukadaita zvekufungidzira rinobva rashayikwa zvobva zvatongovharana.
I know. Thank you so much mukoma Alfred.
Hai niyavonga kakhulu tombo kufiseka vantu kuti ai asambeni sionge sekanyena mavizo yetu. Ngoba ungayekela ukuhamba ivizo lakho lingaswelakala hayi siyabe sesidliwe vele akungeke ukuthi kwenze ukuthi ivizo lakho liswelakale asambeni sonke sekhangela amavizo ethu.
Kunjalo ke mfowethu.
Zikomo kwambiri anthu ngaenda akayangane mazina awo.
Taurai vakuudzirei.
Kube kuvatsvera.
Ari gandi mirei papo.
Hai kuluki sepi. Spoke la kuluki.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Hai you welcome. Ai nyabonga. Hai lishale limponela vanthu hey.
Hai zvakuza njalo pili.
Hai nyabonga kakhulu.
Lati spoke la kuluki.
Thank you.
So before that before I came into the show. You know Mr. Philip Gaule was urging ZANU-PF activists to flock to these centers. So that people can check their names, you know, to make sure that their names are properly registered. So he says, go to these 10,000 centers and then do what you're supposed to do there. And he says, people must stop thinking about election rigging. So he says, election rigging is just some kind of wishful thinking. Let's turn to Mr. Teo Mavhinga. Mr. Mavhinga, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Now let's look at things in a very critical way. So in terms of election rigging, like what Mr. Kaole is saying, he says all this is just wishful thinking. It's impossible to rig Zimbabwe's elections because you go through various processes. And one of the processes is to inspect the voters' roll. So talk to him.
Well, I think in all fairness, we cannot say elections rigging is wishful thinking. As researchers who work on the ground in Zimbabwe, we have seen the different levels of seeking to influence elections or voting. In 2008, you will recall that after the first round of voting, at the end of March 2008, election results were not announced for 6 weeks in violation of the laws, and no one really knows what was happening in this intervening period. And also, in terms of how traditional leaders, chiefs, headmen, and others were used in these elections and in 2013 to marshal, you know, villagers to queue behind them, to show them, you know, the serial numbers for voting, to disclose their voting preferences, and how people in rural areas, especially those like teachers, for example, were made, were forced in some cases, we have documented, to say they were illiterate and therefore needed to vote with assistance. All these things amount to rigging. And also, in those places where the opposition and others did not have polling agents to monitor the system, they were open to manipulation of the systems or perhaps to vote stuffing. So what we need to do is not to be dismissive of the issues around vote rigging, but to make sure that we minimize or eliminate that window of rigging by ensuring that there is sufficient monitoring of the process, and by ensuring that when ZEC says we have opened up for inspection, that all citizens try as much as possible to go and verify their details, so that there is no excuse to the system. It should not be on the citizens. Everyone must play their part, so mm-hmm. that we can then be sure that we have minimized, you know, scope for rigging or for manipulating of the processes. But one key thing has been in the past, how the management of the elections, the leadership has been partisan in support of one particular party, and therefore been unable to deliver an impartial process. This is the reality of Zimbabwean elections. But what we are saying is that we should not dwell in the past. For now, let us follow the processes and procedures to their fullest, so that the excuse is not in that people did not go to inspect, or people did not register to vote, or people did not monitor. But the excuse should lie elsewhere. We need to expose the system by fully taking part and participating in it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, and stay on the line, Mr. Mavinga.
Yes, Tomboenda kuna Honorable Kumalo. Mazua, gumine rimwe 11 days, zekuti vanhu vanga vachinotarisa masteroids, nekunyoresa, vanga vasina kukwanisa kunyoresa. Mazua, munoona anokwana here, Muzvare Kumalo?
Handi, munyika yeZimbabwe mabasa hakuna. Saka vakawanda vedu anga chipinda marodzi machedza kutsvaka mari. Ramazuva iwawo anogona kuti netsei. Azvisi zvisinei hazvo. Hatingamboregeri kwezi tikasadaro tineke takupa mukana zvano kuti ite madira chochina. Saka ngatikurudzirane patinomuka makusende china kumaketi ipo paya. Mototambira pamaketi mushopu pamare pane senda pakumhanya mutarisi. Because tisape zvano mukana wokuti vashandise kunyorwa kwakareswa kwemazita evanhu senzira yokubira maelection. Ndachida kumbopindura Honorable Kaule achiti hakuna zvinhu zveriki. Hanyeno kuti zuva President vaMugabe pavakati ivo the late Baba Tsvangirai vakahwina maelection ye73%. Zvava zvichirevei? And iko zvino saende kuri? Chief Charumbira waendesa kumatare zvimhosva audza vana machief nemasabhuke muZimbabwe kuti vavhotere zvanopi yekuchete. Matare zvimhosva akati zvaari kuita hazvitiri izvo, ngakumbire rwegerei. Ndo marigin acho atikureva iwavo, because kana tina machief nemasabhuka, ndisabhuku wangu neniwo weMTC, ndisabhuku wanhingi weMTP, ndisabhuku wemunhu wese ari munharaunda. Asi sabhuku wezano ndoma reading atikuramba iwa.
Mr. Gaule, may you respond to that?
I don't know whether yes, I can respond. Since she was a
She was explaining in Shona.
Okay.
I don't know whether you want me to talk in the real Shona or
maybe you can use English for the benefit of
let me tell him in the way.
Okay.
Yes, I'm in the way. Indu uchairman wezinduna ubaba uCharumbira wacheli izinduna zonke zaseZimbabwe ukuthi babone ukuthi ekuvotelwa iZANU PF wahambiswa ekoti ukuthi hayibo uyinduna yebona ye but uyinduna yekho kaZulu wonke osesigabeni sakho ayikho niZANU
ukuthi
bathiwa no okwezileyo iChief Charumbira isiko ambexolisa. We are called this. You also are looking in a day on our Puba Kaud.
Yes, near Fumama Kumalo. A client is all better cities near the Pana in Kumelan Lao. You would see Okara Segle, you would ask Kanga Lenny, who would in Misha Minanya in Bonama to the Lava de Kuma Kulum, who would see Misha Ogu for our corner Konab, who see a woman polling station. Lapi Micho Kon would die. Lapi rigging dai kuma so se kubhala ukuthi election ina ngwayeze kodwa niyavuma ukuthi irigging siyabe sikhuluma ngokuthi bese sikade yezi izinto election phela ayisho kuyavota kuphela ngelanga lelo kuphela ngamalungiselelo ayo ukuthi iatmosphere ekhona ekulungiselela kwakhona abantu bayavunyela ukampena kuhle bengayithuselwa bantu bezikhululekile bengeluswa bengatshelwa ukuthi bena yizani le kungenkani yikho ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi nxa sihlanganisa khona ukuthi kungakabi lokhetho namhla okhetho abantu bakhululekile yini ukuthi bayevota nxa kunjalo ke kuyi-election engela rigging i-rigging iyayibe khona nxa futhi njalo kusiba khona ukwethusela lokwenzani ngaphandle ngemuva ngale abantu bebesiyafika ethethweni sebetshelwa lokuthi hhayi liyabona imifanekiso liyana lina ngingathathwa lokhwana liyabona njalinjani hhayi lokhwana liyabe sekuyikuriga lokhwana yikho ukuthi ayikuriga ke-election kodwa-ke mina engikutshoyo ukuthi okwakathesi hayi i-rigging layikho okwakathesi ku-new dispensation lesikhoesikiyo ubabomnankaba ufuna ukhetho olukhululekileyo olungela kwethusela uthi ivoti kayicelwe ebantwini ngomusa langothando ngokunjalo abantu bakhululekile ukuthi bazikhethele bekhululekile kungakaze kufike lo khetho kuthi mhla wokhetho bekhululeke njalo bekhasta ivoti yabo bevotela lowo abamfunayo.
So all what
Baba Kaule ngo 2008 sasingela voters roll kazange sihambe siye inspective voters roll kodwa umgabo wathi khona thina sawina lina lati lawina so ungaze watsho ukuthi nxa sesisiyafaka uxa akakurikwa kanti njengoba singayibonanga ivoters roll sahamba safaka uxa sadliwa njani njengoba singabonanga ivoters roll.
Yeah, so ngifaka kuhle ke ngesilunga kancane. So here what they're discussing is the issue of rigging.
Mm-hmm.
So Honorable Kumalo insists that rigging is there and they shouldn't just throw it under the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Because the last time when the election was conducted, the former president actually indicated left and turned right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the sense that there were so many irregularities pertaining to the election. But Mr. Kaule insists that no, you cannot rig, especially on the election day. He says that's impossible. So they are really
and we understand
happy on that score.
The BVR exercise is rigging proof.
Yeah,
you cannot rig it.
Exactly, some of those things.
It's rig proof.
So let's get Mr. Mavinga in this kind of all scenario. So at the end of the day, somebody has inspected his or her name, and everything is intact. What happens next, Mr. Mavinga, as far as you know?
Well, that then confirms that all is well for registration. You are clear about your way you're going to vote. And then when the processes are then announced by ZEC, it will be for your constitutional duty as a citizen to go and cast your vote. But what's important also from the point of view of political parties, and I think to be fair, opposition parties in the past have not had a full spectrum view of what is happening across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are some, especially in rural areas, the opposition has not always had, you know, polling agents there to monitor. And this is very important,
mm-hmm.
because when the allegations of vote rigging are made, it is important for the opposition or for whoever makes those allegations to be able to prove beyond any reasonable doubt how the rigging has been done and in what form.
Mm-hmm.
It's not enough to allege without providing or proffering proof. So I think, as a word of advice to the opposition, to Honorable Kumalo and others, please focus on the front line of polling agents so that when you talk of irregularities, they can be documented and be proven in a court of law.
Mm. Mm. Thank you so much. And we've got a message from Akim Mangena, who writes, I think the time frame for inspecting the voters' roll is too short since ZEC is coming out with a new voters' roll. What about people in the diaspora? Will they be given the opportunity to inspect the voters' roll? It's a loophole for rigging there. All diasporians may fail to vote at all. So I think that's a big issue there.
Mm.
Yeah.
But do you think that there is a way that ZEC can accommodate those who registered but are in the diaspora?
Yeah.
Besides going back to inspect the voters' roll.
What I did last time was to talk to one of the commissioners,
mm-hmm.
who said people are allowed to phone their relatives back home to say, go and check my name. Whenever there are irregularities, go to ZEC and report the issue.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that works or it doesn't work. I don't know. So maybe Honorable Kumalo has got it.
Yes.
Yeah. So Honorable Kumalo, what happens when people are in the diaspora? Who's going to take care of them?
That's a catch-22 situation, because first and foremost, for them to be registered as voters, they have to come home
mm-hmm.
to register. So what it now means, I don't know whether they want them to come back home to come and verify their registration, because I'm not too sure whether any other person has a right to go and check for my name in my absence
mm-hmm.
and make the necessary corrections. I'm not too sure that we need to verify from ZEC what then should happen for those that are out there.
So what do you think should be done?
To me, I think we are in a world of technology, for goodness sake.
Mm-hmm.
Although we are 10, 15 years behind the cadence of civilization. But I think ZEC cannot fail to put an app where they put the voters on the internet and put some software that can only make me access my name only and no one else, and that I should not even have the right to edit anything. I mean, that can be done at least. That at least gives the diaspora the opportunity to verify if their names are spelled correctly and all the details are correct.
Last time I talked to a commissioner who said that's impossible. One of the commissioners really said, no, they can't do that. They have no money. So what's plan C?
It is very sad that they don't have the money. Then where is the right, the transparency, and the transparency for everybody to feel that we are going to a true election?
Mm.
It is the constitutional right of the people in the diaspora who are there not because of their own making, because of the failures of the government of the country that they are coming from.
Mm.
So in order for them to survive, they have to look for cleaner pastor. Are we then penalizing them?
Yes, just some few seconds.
The same government wants their money, but they don't want them to
thank
vote.
You, Makumalo. Thank you, Makumalo. Baba Kaole, just a few seconds. Can you respond to some of these issues? What's going to happen to people in the diaspora?
Good. That one, I think... I find it very
difficult
for people in the diaspora to access it. People should come, should give them enough time to come and inspect.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kaole. Thank you so much. Sorry, we're out of time and we have to leave it there.
You.
We thank our guests this evening, MTCT Acting Spokesperson, Honorable Tabita Kumalo, Mr. Pilip Kaole of ZANU-PF, and Human Rights Lawyer, Mr. Dawma Vinga. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.
Neni jonga kande merit nga kangane wa tereri wakwanisa kupinda mshurungwa totaiwa rambaya mshuterera ni kutigira chirungwa chenyu cha Studio 7 mwara zwa kanaka.